I can't wait for Uncle Donnie to win. I can't wait. He'll get rid of all you fucking liberals. Your liberals are gone when he fucking wins. You fucking blowjob liberals are done. Uncle Donnie's going to take this election landslide, cuz. Landslide, you fucking half a blowjob. Landslide. The fuck out of here, you scumbag.
Boom. Blowjob liberal. I'm still on that. I'm still on that, Laura. Laura's voice got real deep. What's going on? Does this guy work for Laura Loomer? What is happening over here? I'm still in it. This is Danny Boy Hustle Hard. I love every second of this. Here you've got this shithead. I was going to call him an intern murderer, boys, but clearly he wouldn't murder an intern, right? The dude who's married to that dude, Mika Brzezinski, whose dad completely destabilized the world. And has probably led to the deaths of Mika Brzezinski. Zbigniew Brzezinski's policies have probably killed millions of people. Millions of people. But yeah, I'm sure he would never kill an intern, boys. I'm sure that Joe Scarborough over here, who had a dead intern in his office over the weekend, she just accidentally fell into the desk 15 times, fracturing her skull. Everybody's got dead interns in their office on the weekends, right? Of course. Allegedly, of course. Anyhow, this fucker shouldn't be able to walk the street in peace. For that. Damn it, just for that. For that. But now he's finding out that he's having a difficult time, even in New York shithole city, boys, that he's going to have a hard time getting in and out of airports without being harangued vocally by Donald Trump. We're everywhere. Donald Trump supporters, we everywhere. We everywhere. This is a bullshit artist over here, a propagandist, intern killer, allegedly, of course. And he is now finding himself at the vocal end of people who see through this bullshit. This dude, his rhetoric, his talking points have led to the utter destruction of every Democrat-run show. So you Democrats are completely, if you buy any of the rhetoric coming out of CNN or this goofball's cunt fucking mouth over here, if you buy any of this rhetoric, shouldn't all of these supermajority Democrat strongholds be beacons of prosperity? I'm talking about utopias. For blacks and browns peoples, transgendered, non-binary, gays, right? No. Go to any of these. Go to San Francisco. Go to Oakland. Go to Los Angeles. Go to New York City. Go to Minnesota. Go to any of these places, and all you will see is dead people. Human fecal matter all over the goddamn sidewalks. Syringes poking out of redwoods. Illegal aliens breaking into places. Businesses all boarded up. And rainbow flags everywhere, right? Rainbow flags everywhere. Because that dastardly blah, blah, blah. That dastardly blah, blah, blah. I can't believe what that dastardly blah, blah, blah did to Portland. What the fuck are you talking about, weirdo? But yeah, that's him. This dude has been paid off. Maybe not even with money, right? Maybe protection. Maybe there weren't any investigations. Maybe there weren't real looking into his real autopsies, investigations into why he had a dead intern into his office. That's worth a lot of money, allegedly, of course. Book deals, millions and millions of dollars in forwards for book deals that ain't nobody buying. That's weird. Anyhow, he has sold out these places buying into his propaganda. All of these places that run off of the hate fuel and the stupidity poured out by MSNBC, CNN, all these other places have been destroyed. And now people, whether they're lefties, whether they're normies, whether they're stalwart conservatives hanging out in New York City and fucking Portland, I have no idea. But people are understanding that it's time to go find these people and shout them the shit down. Shout them the fuck down. These motherfuckers. And again, this is your policy. This is your playbook. You told people to do this to Ted Cruz. You told people to do this to Donald Trump. You told people to do this to Ben Carson. You told people to do this to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, to everybody on the right hand side. So you shouldn't have a problem when this blows back in your direction and you can't go to the airport in peace. You can't go to a restaurant in peace. You can't go to one of those rituals where you have orgies and murder interns in mansions, allegedly, with eyes wide shut. Yeah. Again, how could you have a problem with this? You told your side to do this. You told your side to do this. You said this was fine. Everywhere from Congress members saying it to dipshits on television shows saying it. Well, now it's happening to you. I'm going to laugh my balls off I'm gonna laugh my balls off. My balls off, you blowjob liberal. But there you go. This is Laura Loomer over here. Joe Scarborough, must watch exclusive video. I'm stealing it, Laura. Joe Scarborough gets called out in New York City for attacking President Trump. This is how Morning Joe was greeted in New York City on the day of President Trump's incredible speech in the Bronx. Joe Scarborough looks like such a dweeb here. Funny how he and his scumbag shithead fucking wife, they were all best friends. They loved Mar-a-Lago. They loved Donald Trump. They loved him. They talk so much shit about Donald Trump on MSDNC, but then they run away when confronted to their faces on camera. Yeah. So they're going to find more angry people as their policies, their protection racket, their propaganda, their astroturf, and their gaslighting continues to destroy places. Yeah. Your policies don't get to destroy places, and then everyone's got to be fucking polite to you. No. Screw politeness. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. You want to keep up to date on Joe Scarborough getting accosted. Verbally, of course. Verbally. I'm not saying physically attack it. You're going to get your ass shot or fucking thrown in prison. I'm saying, listen, verbally. Verbally accost the shit out of these people, of course. It's totally fine. Hit the subscribe button and make way, because assault must flow.